Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Labora Lee and aka Kat Lee. And
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
You know something? I'm tired today. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, welcome to the show. Today, hold on. Let me get everything together. Today is one of those days where we dig into people's souls. It is the wiretap. Today is the day that we go through these court cases. If you're a piece of scumbag, trying to watch my language, you're a scumbag, then, and you have a court case, then we're going to read it. You shouldn't be out here being scumbag and stuff. So we got to finish off one case, and I want to start on another case. So I do not want us to linger but so much. But, Let me see. Make sure everything's copacetic. Okay. All right. I see you, babes. Handle your business. But our audio is good, Doc said, and he'd be right back. But today is the day that we get into these cases, because if you're a scumbag, you deserve for your case to be heard. It is what it is. You do. It's just what it is. But let me say a few things real quick. First, you can, I know it says you ask me to drop the link, and I'm not. I'm just not dropping the link. So let's just get that, be clear about that, get that out of our heads. Which I'm just not doing that. It's not happening. But you can call in. The number is 443-780-5978. You can text. I will read your text message out loud. As well as, oh, and also know if you call in that you will be live on air. So just be mindful of that. But if you text, I will read your text out loud. And if you drop a comment, I'm going to probably read that out loud too, because I need my listening audience to be privy about who's saying what and all that good stuff. If you would like to talk to us about anything, business, you want to come on the show, you got a new video you want to drop, and you would like me to play it, got some gab you want me to spread, whatever the case may be. Contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and subscription. But listen, I like the like because that allows me to, in real time, shout you out as well. Because you're here and you like the show. So, you know, I want to give you love. And check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Yeah, baby. That is the road to everything. But without any delay, I am about to bring in my partner in goodness, Doc. Let's get it, baby. Hey, Doc. What's up?
Sup.
Boy. I'm making it.
Well, we gotta make it. Make it happen.
I'm making it. I'm tired, but I'm making it.
All right.
So if you only knew. So I wanted to ask you.
I'm just laughing. You said child, if you only knew.
I'm just child, if you only knew. So because I'm not using a tablet right now, right? Mm-hmm. I think I am in the right area, but I'm not sure. I believe I am, though. The last we spoke was about her long nightmare. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so nightmare. I think page 14.
What page is this? This is because we stopped pretty much the strip club situation.
Okay. We talked about the boyfriend part because I said that was a distraction. So I think I'm in the right area. Yeah, I'm in the right area because she got signed. She was happy. She didn't know that was going to be her worst fucking nightmare. Sorry. Excuse my language. Okay, so we're going to start in this area. So recap. They went to the strip cat club.
Yeah.
Not about that life. She never been before. She didn't want cheeks clapping in her face. Uh-huh. Yeah, we talked about this because I told y'all about my roller quarters theory.
Roller quarters theory. Don't throw quarters.
I roll a whole roll. You want a dollar, don't you? That's a dollar.
A whole roll.
A whole roll. That's like $10 right there. That should get me like a lot of dances. Like $10 for all the quarters. All right. So we also discussed her visa situation where she needed to stay in the country to work on being an artist. Okay. People are just on, I don't know what's going on. He assured her that he would do that, but he asked her if she would go to LA with him in the next 10 days to continue recording and stuff. She's only 23-year-old girl, so she is impressionable. Everybody always asks the question, well, how? I told y'all at 23, you stupid. You believe anything that anybody tells you. I don't believe shit now, but at 23, I believed you could tell me anything, and I believed you. Wow. You could be like, I love you so much, and I want to marry you. And I would have been like, okay, you know, I believe him. So, heck, at 24, I met my ex-husband, and I believed everything he told me. You feel me? And you see where that ended. So, 23, you easily manipulated, and especially if you're 23 from another country. Mm-hmm. Easily manipulated.
With somebody that's helping you dream.
Yeah, and then you come in here with the intent to become an artist, and this person is telling, this person says he's responsible for Beyonce's career.
Yeah.
I said Matthew Knowles would disagree.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
He would totally disagree. You're responsible for my daughter's success, and I'm the one who, I think Matthew would disagree. So now that he done sold her this dream about, you know, how he built up Rihanna, he made Rihanna who Rihanna is, he made Beyonce who she is.
So he says.
Now we on to him texting. He been getting texting her with regal stories about how he helped Beyonce and Rihanna, and he would do the same for her. I just spoke on that. Dream told Ms. Mangrove that in order to write, we talked about this too. So yeah, I'm in the right place, which is basically he needed to know everything about her, her fears, which, in order to write her a proper song, I again say that's not far-fetched.
Okay.
You gotta have some experience. Like, in order to have a great song, there needs to be some level of feeling in it. You feel me? You need to be able to relate to what you're saying. Yeah. So that part is not far-fetched. This part is, though. He said, so he wanted to know her deepest, darkest, everything. Secrets, everything. So he said Miss Mangrove needed to belong to him. Mm-hmm. She needed to belong. To him, so that they could become the next B&J. I know I'm in the right area now because I remember reading that. Dream knew how much Miss Mangrove loved and admired Beyonce as an artist. He regularly used Miss Mangrove's admiration for Beyonce as a way to manipulate Miss Mangrove, telling her that the only reason he achieved so much, he achieved such great success with Beyonce is because he created a sanctuary. They created a sanctuary together. What? Ooh, Jay-Z about to smack your face.
For real. Although, like, you and Bey created a sanctuary together? What would Jay-Z say about this? What would Mr. Carter say about this?
What's up, Rock? I see you in the building. I'm still waiting on my tacos, baby. But Jay-Z is about to smack his face. What? So they built a sanctuary together, which allowed him to know Beyonce in a way that others could not, and consequently, he could. So he could write the best songs for her. Do Jay-Z know this? Did he know y'all was in the sanctuary together?
That's crazy. That's a crazy way to put it.
Okay, let me get to this next part. This is interesting. I'm flabbergasted by this depraved behavior. This depraved behavior that I don't think Jay-Z knows about. Dream explained that the sanctuary was even stronger than a spousal connection because it was about art.
That's crazy. That's a crazy statement. That's out there on the limb.
Being part, what does do Jay-Z know about this sanctuary? Listen, he said being a part of a sanctuary with Dream meant that Miss Mangrove was required to disclose all of her secrets and thoughts and become trust partners with him. He said that his relationship with Beyonce was so close that he knew about Beyonce's pregnancy before Jay-Z, even her own husband, knew. Did Jay-Z know about all of this? This is getting juicy.
That's crazy.
Okay, so here's an example of what he would text to her. You want to do the honors? I'm in shock.
Oh yeah. For example, Dream with text Smith Mangrove. I will need to know things you think or are embarrassed about to the furthest extent. I'm going to be your better half of this goes where I think it's going. If this goes where I think it's going. So that means I want to know everything. Your inside, your outside, your ups, your downs, your lefts, your rights.
He had this with Beyonce. Do Jay-Z know about this?
That's crazy. That's a crazy statement.
Oh my gosh. So Dream reminded Miss Mangrove that she better be grateful. She better be grateful. He was working with her because he was putting work on Beyonce's album on hold. Now, we know that is a big fat lie. Don't nobody put no Beyonce music on hold. That is a big fat lie.
The Dream was selling Wolf tickets for real.
Wasn't he? So you put a Beyonce record on hold to work with her.
Crazy.
That doesn't make much sense to me at all. Okay, but we're going to keep... I'm just shocked that that was said. And that she... Now, that's something that I'm like, I don't know what you... You were too dumb. You was too stupid. If you believe that he put a Beyonce on hold for you.
She believed it.
She was a freaking idiot. I would have been like, now I know you lying now. That's how I would, now I know you lying. Ain't nobody putting Beyonce on hold. You lying. You are a big fat liar. I would have said that to him. That's just.
She was like, uh-uh. I believe him. He told me the truth.
Girl. So he put Beyonce album on hold, allegedly. And that if she wanted to reach the same level of success as Beyonce, she needed to become as close to or closer to him than Beyonce. Do Jay-Z know that y'all was this close in the sanctuary? Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
He said that meant that Miss Mangrove should ask and follow his advice on everything. Rely on him to be her main confidant and limit her inner circle to only those that he approved of and trusted.
I'm sorry, this don't sound nothing like me making a song with you. I was like, what?
Do Jay-Z know? This is how you had to carry it with Beyonce? Wow, child. Dream also told Miss Mangrove if she acted right, if she acted right, he would share the specific formula he used with Beyonce. Do Jay-Z know about this formula? I got questions. So this is a formula that he used with Beyonce, and that Miss Mangrove and Beyonce would be the only two artists with those industry secrets. So Jay-Z don't even know about these secrets.
I can imagine if Jay-Z is walking around the house with his iPad and reads this, he's like, so baby, tell me about the sanctuary shit.
What secrets? Whoa! This is crazy. So Dream routinely pointed out that he could make a new artist successful, but he was choosing Miss Mangrove. So he expected her to respect him correctly. How do you respect somebody correctly?
Acting right.
Apparently.
Asking for my advice, and when I tell you what to do, you do it. And
on everything. Respect him correctly. I can't even take nobody that says respect me correctly serious. Like what?
Well, you better respect me correctly.
What? What? So Dream frequently pitted Rihanna against Beyonce, implying that Rihanna was fighting for his attention and was frustrated that he was giving it all to Beyonce instead of her. He said that Rihanna was begging him for good records, but because of his special sanctuary relationship with Beyonce, he saved them for Beyonce, and that Miss Mangrove could be part of that as well. Oh my gosh. Do Riri know about this? Do ASAP Rocky know about this? I got questions.
As much money as Rihanna's making, I doubt she's begging you for music.
I'm begging you to write me a hit record.
Yeah.
Then we can't even get the girl to drop or release an album.
Yeah, so I think he was just making, because I think in this story, if Miss Mangrove idol was Rihanna, he'll probably flip this other way.
I think so. But it was Beyonce, so he knew what to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, check this out. According to the Dream, Rihanna was possessive over him. Possessive over him, and got angry when he worked with Beyonce in an apparent effort to reiterate how grateful Miss Mangrove should be for the opportunity to work with him. Dream told her that Rihanna would frequently send him flowers and other gifts. He reiterated that Rihanna had to work to make him give her a hit record. Whoa. And
what? Oh, I was saying, notice they put work in quotes. What does that work imply? What's that
work? I'm sorry. She had to work. Work. What did she have to do? She had to work to make him give her hit records, and he was choosing to work with Miss Mangrove instead. Everything, he choosing everybody. He put Beyonce on hold. He making Rihanna work.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, he's fucking around with Miss Mangrove. Oh, Dream. Dream. In one of their earlier text exchanges, hold on, because got me right, do the thing. Because he had to work. I'm sorry. He had to work, Dot. So in one of their earliest text exchanges, Dream asked Miss Mangrove when she lost her virginity. What? Explaining that Rihanna had told him this information about, about herself, I'm assuming. Hold on. Okay. What? Wait a minute. Okay. So herself, insinuating that the artist he worked with closely, shared such intimate information with him. Do Jay-Z and ASAP Rocky know that they told you this? I got questions.
No, my question is, did Rihanna know that she told you this?
Yeah, Rihanna know that she told you that? Listen, Rihanna know a lot of things. I don't know if she know that she told you this. Was she asleep? Like, I don't know. Dream led Miss Mangrove to believe through manipulation and coercion that if she allowed him to completely control every aspect of her life, they could create the ultimate sanctuary, that this damn sanctuary that would surpass anything he accomplished with Beyonce or Rihanna. What? This damn sanctuary? Whoa. So when Miss Mangrove questioned the idea of the sanctuary or asked Dream to clarify what he meant, she would receive evasive responses like the following. Get him, Doc.
I'll let you know after we win 10 Grammys together. Right now, you just have to be free and let me undress you emotionally so I can know what's underneath your heart. That sounds like a fun lyric too, though.
I mean, see how he threw the Grammys in there real quick, though?
Yep. He said, after we win 10 together.
10 Grammys, then I'll let you know what I mean.
By the sanctuary.
So I gotta wait doing 10 Grammys to get in this so-called sanctuary.
He wants her in the sanctuary first, and then after she's in, he'll explain it to her what it is after 10 Grammys. Yeah, it sounds weird, right?
Yeah. How am I gonna get the 10 Grammys if I don't even know what the sanctuary is?
Thank you.
Okay, I don't.
Hit it with a little. Let me undress you emotionally so I can know what's underneath your heart.
I don't know. What is the sanctuary? All right, so for a new artist, the thought of becoming the next Beyonce or Rihanna was obviously intoxicating. And Ms. Mangrove was willing to work as hard as possible to make her recording dreams come true. Oh my gosh, that sounds like a book.
Was it a Zane book?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. So Dream told Ms. Mangrove that he was working on Beyonce's new tour. What tour was this? And that if everything went well, Ms. Mangrove could open for her, but shared this promise only in the context of his emotional manipulation of her. Doc, we got more?
Yeah. So this is Dream texting Ms. Mangrove. I think the more freedom you give me, the more relationships I'll be able to put you through and in. I'm a straightforward person. Think about Beyonce opening this in a big deal to get done. That's my family.
Did Jay-Z know this?
I was waiting for that.
I'm sorry. I'm going to keep asking this until I can't. Do Jay-Z know? Okay. Do her management know? I got questions. Ms. Mangrove had no reason to believe that Dream was telling her she had no reason to disbelieve what he was telling her at the time. He was successful. He made hit records with Beyonce and Rihanna and convinced her that two of the most successful recording artists were dependent on him for their success. I think Matthew and Jay-Z beg to differ.
I would think so.
And I mean, I say Jay-Z for both situations because I don't think that he know about this sanctuary.
I doubt it.
With his wife. But he is the reason why Rihanna is on right now. So I think that Mr. Knowles and Mr. Carter beg to differ.
Hey, Mr. Carter, because Mr. Carter, like you said, had a hand in Rihanna. So
I think he begs to differ. The Dream regularly held his age and experience in the industry over Ms. Mangrove, telling her that she simply did not understand his methods were necessary to success, and instilling in her that she should be grateful for his efforts to help her, placing her himself on a pedestal, emphasizing that her success was only possible thanks to him, Dream. For example, he stated the following over text.
So this is what he says. It means more to me that you can imagine. My risk to tell you that. In your mind, you should know that I'm risking something far greater than anyone ever has for and with you. And it's because I know it's beyond explanation. You can't explain this sort of... you can't explain this, so don't even try. And don't mention it. That's kind of weird. And don't mention it. That's why the government denies things. Conspiracy theory all over. It isn't because it's not true. It's because I, lesser mind, wouldn't even understand, or a lesser mind wouldn't even understand. He has a bad title. A lesser mind wouldn't even understand. So why stop the life that they have and change what they love about their life? It's actually a unselfish thing to do, to hold in a truth. Yo, that is a wonderful word manipulation and inversion if I've ever read one.
You hear me?
This is a game.
Especially for a foreign girl that don't know no better. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's working.
This is like straight pimp shit of I'm gonna be your everything.
I felt like he was Goldie for a second.
For real. This is a good he dropped some game. The government don't even want to tell y'all the truth. So I'm just doing the best thing for you because I need you to understand that whatever you need, I got you, and I'm gonna make it happen. But you can't do it without me. But long as you stick by me and do what I say, we're gonna make it to everywhere. We're gonna do everything. We're gonna get the 10 Grammys. Welcome to the sanctuary, baby.
Welcome.
Hop in the Cadillac.
Welcome. And I ain't gonna tell you what the sanctuary is until we get our 10 Grammys, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. So Ms. Magro was drawn into a whirlwind of lofty messages like this and was quickly convinced that she needed the dream to make it in the music industry, and therefore was willing to take any and all directions from him. Child, you better than me. I would have been out of there by now. Like, listen, nigga, I can't know. I'm not allowed to know about nothing until I get 10 Grammys. The what? Now. But she did. Only now does she see that the dream was using fraud and coercion to manipulate her into believing that she was being brought into a legitimate business arrangement and not a venture to use her for dreams' violent sexual desires. I'm telling you, reading a novel. So Ms. Mangro goes to Los Angeles to record her album, and the dream begins a horrific pattern of physical, sexual, and psychological manipulation and abuse under the guise of creating art. So I guess he figured, like, he telling her, like, I gotta smack you around a couple of times so that you could feel the hurt in this song.
That's wild, that's what it sounds like, though. It does sound like that, like.
Because you can't hurt. You're not conveying the type of hurt you need for this song.
Yep. So I need you to feel it. You gotta feel it. Let me, not one.
You feel
it. Yeah, look, I need you to feel it. You're gonna feel it.
I need some tears. Some real tears.
Real tears. You know what's crazy? This is what? Stuff in my head. I'm thinking, like, I wonder if Dream ever said, you know why Tina Turner so famous, right? Because this is giving me Ike 2 now. It's giving me
Ike. It is giving me Ike Jing. I'm on Ike the 3rd.
For real.
Because it was already an Ike Jr. But, you know. Okay. So, So, we get in the range of the year it was that he told her that he was working on Beyonce tour. What tour was she on in 2015? That's what I want to know.
That was the one she performed at Coachella. I remember that. That was around
Homecoming.
Yeah, Homecoming. I think it was Homecoming.
Hold on, we get right confirm that.
I think 2015.
Hold on, we get right figure out right now. Tour. Let's see. What tour she was on in 2015? The Formation tour.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
If we said no, that was 2016. So I don't know. All right, hold on. High energy runners. Yeah, that was like formation. Ish Beyonce. I don't think he was working on that tour, honey. I think he lied to you, Jack. Somebody done lied to you, Jack. So this is why I said we're getting close to we figured out when this was. So on February the 4th, 2015, Ms. Mangrove arrived in LA directly from Atlanta. Soon after she arrived, she began receiving messages from Dream that were extremely flirtatious, including asking her if she wanted to lose her virginity again, implying that he wanted to have relations with her. First of all, he ain't got no game for real. Because
You asked me that
I want to lose my virginity again. Nigga, I already lost it.
But think about it like this. She is young, impressionable. He is
and foreign.
He is a famous star. He does have connections.
He does, but just like, where is the game at, my dude? Like, you don't got none. I want to lose my virginity again. Listen to that. Somebody asked me that. I'm what? What? What are you? What?
You say what?
I want to lose my virginity. I already lost it, you dumbass. Like, I can't lose it again. You only get it once. Fuck.
Oh, that could be a play too. That like, you're pure to me.
Shut the hell up! No. Fuck this.
I'm thinking about, like, if I was ever to say this, why would I say it? In my mind, if I said this out loud to a woman, in my head, I'm thinking, I'm implying to her that I think she's pure. Like, she is untouched. And I know generally, I would assume that she's not untouched.
She said,
but I would assume with my male mind, I would assume if I say this to a woman, she's going to be like, oh, he thinks I'm so pure and I like, because he doesn't care about anything bad or previous of me. I think that's how it would work. That's how, if I was to say this, that's what I would be thinking.
Okay.
I don't think I would say this, but if I did, this is what I would be thinking if I said it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I don't. I'm sorry.
All right. So it's like,
don't ever say this to a woman. All right. Let's just.
But it's the equivalent of telling her that she's perfect.
Don't ever say this to a woman.
Okay.
I don't care what you think that you are telling her, what you think, how great you think it is. It's dumb. Don't ever.
Look, it worked in his situation.
Don't ever say this to a woman. All right. I'm telling you, she's foreign. She's stupid. She's 24. I mean, 23. She was a dumbass. Don't say this to... Listen, I'm a lady. I'm trying to give you free game here. Okay? Don't say that to a woman, all right? Just trust me. You'll thank me later. So... I'm going to lose your virginity again. I already lost it. That evening, Miss Mangrove was in the studio... which was in Tricky Stewart's home. Daggone Tricky. So she was in the music recording studio. Dream complained that Miss Mangrove needed to loosen up for a sec. For the sake of music. Hold on. For the sake of music, and pressure her to drink alcohol and smoke reefers.
That in
excessive quantities. He was giving her all the reefers.
Uh-huh.
All of them. Just keep smoking the reefers. Dream told her that Reed, now, but this is not a lie, so this is where he's not lying. The Dream told her that Reed smoked so much that while she was smoking one blunt, Jen and Melissa already were rolling up the next one. That's not a lie. She smokes. Well, I don't know now because she's a mommy. I don't know that she got time. Well, I don't know if she got nanny, so she got time. She's a billionaire. She got time. But even though Ms. Mangrove did not enjoy using the drugs and alcohol, she felt pressured to meet Dream's expectations of a hit artist. Peer pressure. Like, you're gonna smoke this weed. You're gonna drink this alcohol today.
Oh, this neckline is killer.
Okay. Okay, so throughout the evening, while they were in the recording studio, Dream became more aggressive in pressuring Miss Mangrove to have relations with him. He did have relations with this woman. He assured her that relations with him was part of the process, and he could only write a hit song for her if she agreed to let him know everything about her. Do Joy Jay-Z know this is part of the sanctuary?
Thank you. That line is, ooh.
Do he know?
Somebody, this is part of the process.
Wait, this is part of the
sanctuary? Wait, so Beyonce was in the sanctuary and you said that she knew, or you knew before her husband knew about her
pregnancy. Her being pregnant. How did you know that?
Rihanna was in the process, part of the sanctuary. What are you? She worked hard.
What kind of work? Mm.
Look, he implied a lot.
I got questions. I need to know, what kind of work, Dream? What kind of work did you have her doing? And do Jay-Z know? Do he know? I got questions. I need to know if he know. All right. So, and the hoochie coochie, the hunting was a part of the process. Do he know that this is a part of the process? Oh my gosh, I got questions. So in effort, oh my gosh, it blew my mind. In effort to ditter Dream, Miss Mangrove tried to argue that she did not want to do anything that could complicate making great music. In response, Dream told her that she agreed to be his trust partner and not listening to him and doing what he wanted was a sign of disrespect because she was not respecting him correctly.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. Miss Mangrove, who was alone in the United States. Oh, and poor baby, she was alone. She was by herself and increasingly confused and frightened about the situation she was in, tried to protest again. Oh my gosh, Dream, you freaking piece of shit. Poor girl. She ain't know what to do. What can you do in that situation?
You can't, because at her age, you're still fighting against the fantasy that you are the next big thing because you're connected to somebody that says that they created big things.
Yeah. Poor baby. I feel so bad for her right now. So I'm going to do this, and then we're going to get to these love notes because we're getting close to that anyway. But listen, so Dream reiterated to Miss Mangrove that she was a part of something special. Oh, and that he let her into his sanctuary, this goddamn sanctuary, because she was so talented and that she was a part of something bigger than anything she could understand. What? The sanctuary? What is happening? What is this? We need to know.
You gotta get 10 Grammys first.
Fuck, that's a long time. You know, it take people forever to get Grammys sometimes. Now you want 10 of them? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. And I still don't get to know, but I'm in the sanctuary, but I don't get to know what the sanctuary is. This is confusing. I can't do this. So in the studio, Dream began to touch Miss Mangrove, and she pulled back, suggesting that it was not a good idea for her to be flirtatious with others around. Dream proceeded to take Miss Mangrove through the house where the studio was located, eventually bringing her to a pitch black bedroom. Oh, my Lord. Upon arriving in the dark bedroom, Miss Mangrove had no doubt about what Dream's intentions were. She told Dream, "I don't know about this, and I don't want to ruin this." Dream responded by telling her that this was really important and that he did not have time to waste. What? He insisted that this will only make the one, he insisted that this will only make the records that much better. I stumbled on that because it blows my mind.
Dream said you want good music, right? Horrible, but
that blew my mind. So then, Dream grabbed his Mangrove hand and placed it on his genitals. Give me your hand, bitch, and put it on there. He then quickly escalated, pushing her down on the bed and inserting his member into her. Really? You rapist. I'm sorry. Rapist. That's
straight up what it sounded like happened right there.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, there was no mutual consent at all.
All right, so then others in the studio began to look for Dream and Miss Mangrove, causing Dream to leave the bedroom and go back to the recording studio. When he did so, he locked the bedroom door so with Miss Mangrove inside, naked in the dark. What?
You know what's kind of weird about that, though? Well, if it was the bedroom, how did you lock it from the outside? That's weird.
What I want to know. He got keys. It's in Tricky House.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That line sits kind of awkward to me because it doesn't fully make sense.
And why shouldn't he just get up, put her clothes on and walk out? At that point, he done left you behind. You can do what you want to do. It ain't like he on top of you now. He just left you in the room by yourself, naked. You could have got up at that point. But maybe she couldn't have. Maybe he tied her up. I don't know.
I'm assuming if that happened, that would be stated in here somewhere.
I would too, but that's whatever. Okay, so after some amount of time, Dream returned to the bedroom. He came back and again had relations with Miss Mangrove. He did this repeatedly over several hours, leaving Miss Mangrove tired and confused. I bet, girl. He was weighing you out. During this ordeal, Dream told her that this was going to be great for Miss Mangrove. And also demanded that Miss Mangrove tell Dream that she loved him. You demanding for me to say this?
That's wild.
You making me say I love you. I can't really love you. I just gotta say that I love you. You want me to lie to you? I don't know what's wrong with people sometimes. Why you want somebody to lie to you about it? Tell me you love me. Tell me you love me right now. You don't gotta really love me. Just tell me. That's stupid.
That's weird.
In fact, he would only stop aggressively having relations with her once she said that she loved him. I want him to stop. So I'm going to read 97 and then we're going to pick back up on 98.
Okay.
This fool, I got to read it. This fool, it's like some stuff I just can't even skip. I gotta read it. It's like a book. But listen, so when Dream finally let Miss Mangrove leave the bedroom, it was around 6 a.m. So this happened all night long. Shit. The sun had risen and most of the people from the studio had left and went home. Tricky, however, did see her and Dream leave the bedroom at that hour. She returned to her hotel confused, but tried to remain grateful and hopeful for what she believed was her big break. That is crazy.
Yeah, extremely.
That That is insane. Like, you rapist. That is insane. Oh my gosh.
Because also to me, it's like, wait, if everybody's in the studio, they wasn't like, hey, where old girl go?
Right. Nobody so asked questions. You ain't
seen her in how many hours?
Right.
What do you keep going when we take little studio breaks? And then it's at somebody's house, too. It's not like it's at his house.
And then the fact that they was going around looking for y'all is crazy. And then you just keep leaving out the room and leaving her in there by herself, naked.
Yeah, that's extremely wild.
You made that girl lie to you. Why do you want me to lie to you? Oh my gosh, people are so delusional. But listen, it's time to get to these love notes, because we got to find some peace, some kind of goodness out of what we just read. Because he's a rapist.
Yes. The way it's stated in this, it states that I would fully believe that this is what is being reported at this point in time, based on this document. Yes.
And I did hear, you know, through the grapevine a little bit, see, when he was married to Christina Milian, she used to be like, he wasn't that great of a person. So I could, whatever. Anyway, so let's get to these love notes. Yeah, I know what you get ready to do. So go ahead and do your business. Let's get to these love notes really quickly. Because I love my peoples, man. I love my peoples. And they love me back. But listen, to my live audience, I love you guys. This is not for you, but I do appreciate you. Thank you for anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You guys are amazing, right? But this is not for you. This is for my listener audience. They come. They download the podcast. They listen. And then they repeat. And I love them for this, man. They're amazing. So I got to show them love. Now, how do we come up with the name Love Notes? Well, simple. I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. We used to go back and forth about it for a while. And then eventually we came to the compromise that we would call it love notes. And that's how we got to it. He also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. They was just a lot of papers and stuff, because I had a lot of cities. Well, I still have, but it was a lot of city states and countries on there. Now we've gone green, so we don't have a stack of papers anymore. We've leveled up, but we do still show love to our people. So let's get to it. Let's get to it. It's all love. Thank you for all of the love. I love you guys. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium. Hi, baby, specifically Brussels. Hi, babies. I love you so much. Thank you for all of the love. Yay, I love you guys. Thank you. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, honeys. I love you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thanks. Thank you. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Habus, I love you too. Hi, I love you. Last but not least, Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, and Lithuania, and Sweden. Hi, honeys. I love you so much. Thank you guys for loving me. How you love me, and thank you. I have to stop you guys. You guys are amazing. You are amazing. I love you guys so much. Let me bring Dot back on camera real quick, because we got some things to talk about. Listen, he's a rapist, Doc. I'm sorry. He is a rapist. Oh, goodness. We worldwide. Yes, we are. And don't join the sanctuary without knowing what it involves. I'm just saying. And don't have to wait for 10 Grammys to find out. Like, that's just crazy. I gotta wait. That's nuts. I need to know. Tell me. I'm sorry. And do Jay-Z know? Tell me that part.
Yeah, because hey, it was part of joining the sanctuary is putting in work and being intimate, because that's gonna make the songs better.
Listen,
according to the dream,
do Jay-Z
know the nightmare?
Okay, so I just got some confirmation that our mix is on the way. I'm sorry. Rukaze just let me know that he's about to handle it and he'll have it to me. So I'll probably have it by tomorrow morning. But does Jay-Z know? I'm going to be asking this question throughout this case because you apparently, do Matthew Knowles and Jay-Z know that you out here claiming they set? Okay. It's like I got questions. So top flight. I got questions. So top flight, catch the vibes. The vibe is not losing your virginity twice. I'm just saying. And don't ever say that, fellas. It's some things that, listen, I'm trying to give you game. It's some things that are said sometimes that I'm trying to help you out. That is one of them things that you should never say to a woman. And especially if you're trying to get some coochie. You say that to me, I'm really like, what? What? It's not how you get coochie, okay? No matter how pure you think she is. And if she all lost her virginity already, she's not that poor. I'm pure. Just saying. What? Don't ever say that, okay? That hurt my feelings, Doc. Just don't say that. Anyway, don't say that. There's some things I gotta say, Doc. Because the dream to mess my whole head up for the evening. Child, don't say that. Oh, okay. Join the conversation. You can call in. You can text. The number's 443-780-5978. Don't say that. I'm not dropping the link, so just don't ask me. I'm gonna take that off of here. I should do that right now, but don't. I'm not doing it because some of y'all are crazy, and we don't want to see your tanker winkers, your Peter Weeders, or none of that. We just don't want to. So you've seen one, you've seen it all. You have one, so you've seen yours, so that you know what they all look like, for the most part. Just. No, I'm not doing it, okay? You want to contact us for any reason and any reason at all, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Why? Does Jay-Z know? What is the sanctuary? It's messing my head up. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, subscription. I want to show some love to my grandmother, because of course she's here, and Harold, because he was in the building too. I meant to shout them out earlier, but we was trying to get to the bottom of, does Jay-Z know?
That is a question.
I need to know. I do not take requests musically, because all the videos that I play, tune in tomorrow night, by the way, because we are doing a Thorough Thursday tomorrow night. But any videos that I play, I have permission to play. So, not playing videos that I don't have permission to play, because that is just not a wise thing to do. Okay? I only play the ones I got permission to play. All right? And I got written, visual, and audio consent from most of these people whose videos I play. So that's that, right? Also, my DJ works really hard. Listen, I just got a text message from him right now telling me that he is on the job. So I don't need y'all putting y'all little grubby little fingers in the pot, trying to stir it, and giving him pressure. He don't need that pressure. He do his thing. You come over here, you enjoy the mix, and you be happy about it. And you just hush your mouth. We're not taking requests. I'm sorry, I went off on a tangent, but I just need them to know. Just we not doing it. Join our coffee community so we can have enlightened conversation. And I can cuss whenever I feel like it. I think that's the best way to just say it. You know, just come on over. Get on Discord together. And then I can really go, hey, let's do that. Come on. All right. And check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And if you want to know how to get to the coffee community, just go to the website. It's that simple. I made it real simple for y'all. Y'all just got to act like y'all know. I don't know. Big shout out to my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my. Shout out to my DJ, Rue Casey. The man with the hands on the steel. the man with the hands on steel. Yeah, DJ Rue Casey, he kills the game. We love him over here. So big shout out to him. Don't forget to let us know how y'all feel about these mixes. We need to know. And I guess I'll put my Cash App up here. $ ambitiouslyent.com. It's that simple. It's on the screen the whole night. I'm about to just take it off of here so I won't feel obligated to say it. I do. I feel obligated for no reason at all. I just feel obligated. I'm going to take it off. Yeah, so that's that. But, you know, the things that I needed to say to y'all real quick, just a couple things. Yeah. He's a grapist.
Mm-hmm. Based upon the way it was stated, yeah. It doesn't make sense, but if I take it for verbally what was written, then yes, he is a grapist. Because there was no mutual consent.
And a weirdo.
There was a pushback from the young woman, and then he still proceeded. So.
And he's a weirdo. Because he think that the virginity can be taken twice. Don't say that, fellas, please. I'm trying to help y'all out. I'm trying to give y'all some free game so you can get all the coochie and not be having to be a grapist because you don't know what to say out your damn mouth. Just don't say that. All right, y'all. Mind your business. Except for shit like this. He need to be outed because he's a weirdo. Shit. But other than that, mind your business. On Mondays, yesterday I still wound up telling somebody because I don't know how the fuck that happens, but for the most part, because yesterday we wasn't even talking about people for real, we was talking about things that whatever, and I still wound up telling somebody's business. But on Mondays, Tuesdays, sometimes not intentionally, and on Wednesdays I'm always telling people's business, so you don't have to go elsewhere to find out whose business I'm telling. You just come here and I'll tell you everybody's business because I'm nosy as hell. And Dream is a grapist. And he's a weirdo because he think you can get two virginities taken. Whatever. Don't say that ever. But other than that, mind your business. And don't say what Dream said at all. Just don't. I'll tell you everybody's business. I just told y'all Dream was a weirdo. Obviously, I tell people's business. You don't need to go elsewhere. You just come here and I'll tell you. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. Let them know this. They need to know this. They need to hear this. They need your encouragement. They need your love. They need your support. And it's your job, damn it, to do it. So do it. Okay? They want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, freak, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA, it's space. Y'all, I could take, I'll calm down, but with my telescope, it got an app that I can record on my phone with. It's crazy. I can show y'all. So instead of me showing you the telescope, I'm going to take a video from my telescope, just so y'all know. Okay.
Join
them. I feel like that'd be like, look what I did. The concert. So yeah, it's all kinds of shit. Infrared. Okay. But yeah, I'm sorry. I just went on the same thing. But yeah, NASA. Make sure you tell them to be great at that. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, engineer, commentator, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASCAR. They got a need for speed. And at one point in time, they love muscle cars. And I'm always going to love muscle cars. So me and NASCAR is cool. But whatever they want to do, tell them that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all time. See, they need that encouragement. They need it. School year is going to start back up soon. So now is a good time to get in the habit of doing that. I'm just saying. Stay in your lane. My lane is my lane. Your lane is your lane. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. You jump into my lane, you're going to get this bitch and you don't want her. How would you want her? Are you insane? Are you the dream? You got to be insane if you want her. You got to be. I'm just convinced. You don't want her. You don't want that evil bitch. You want her. She's nice. Sweet. And cuddly, you want her, or at least her AU big fucking purr, you bitches. No, bitches. It's I get pumped when I say it, so don't mind. I apologize. I just get excited about it. AU big purr. I get excited about it. I'm sorry. Because when Kat is purring, she's a happy, happy girl, but you don't want that first bitch. She evil as fuck. Just don't break the glass and don't push the button, don't open the cage, and then you don't have nothing to worry about. And what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? Nobody. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane. That's it. It's simple. Simple mathematics. It's like arithmetic. 1 + 1 = 2. You break the glass and you push the button, you're getting 5 Harley Quinns. You don't want them. I got to free my bitches. Yeah, you don't want them. So just stay in your lane. And then this segues to the next thing that I'm going to say. I got to free my bitches. God dang. I send them some commissary money. All right, so here's the other thing, right? Pick and choose your battles wisely. If you chose to jump in my lane, then you didn't choose the right battle. You got to choose the right battle. Don't worry about all the battles. Just fuck the battles. Worry about the war. Okay? The war is important. So pick and fuck them battles. Just worry about the war. I'm worried about the war. I don't know about y'all. And Mobb Deep been told y'all that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. Huh. You can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. And then I'm going to stop because I got to. Copyright. Again. I don't want to get in trouble. Plus, J. Cole, listen. Y'all should listen, too. He know. So y'all should know, too. He listened to me. Y'all should listen, too. And be worry about the war, though. But be who you are. Don't let nobody tell you what you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to be it, what you're supposed to think, eat. No. Because then you're going to be miserable. They're going to be happy because you're miserable. And who? Why? Just be who you're supposed to be. That's it. Just be who you're supposed to be. Doc.
Yeah.
He's a weirdo.
I agree. I agree.
He's a weirdo. I don't know. But thank you, as usual, for gracing us with your presence.
Thank you for having me.
Tomorrow we're doing a thorough Thursday. I'm telling you, I'm only giving y'all one a month. That's how I feel about that because I don't want to keep watching the same videos over and over. I like getting new videos. So when I get new videos, then they give me that one day to do that. You know what I mean? To show the new video. And there's a few new videos on the horizon. So we're going to do that. So we will be back tomorrow night. Hopefully everybody will be able to tune in. But We gotta get up out of here, man. Because Dream is a freaking weirdo, and I just can't deal with weirdos.
Welcome to the sanctuary.
That you don't even know what the sanctuary is. You won't know until after you win 10 Grammys. I need answers. It's what is the sanctuary?
It's a cool word I use, and girls like that. So, and also I'm going to say, hey, would you like to use lose your virginity again in the sanctuary?
In the sanctuary. You're going to be a virgin twice in the sanctuary.
In the sanctuary.
I can't. Don't say that, fellas. I'm trying to get you some coochie. All right. We got to get up out of here. Doc, thanks, Bill. I'm out of here. I got to go because he's a weirdo. Oh, bye, y'all. Bye. Hip Hop Hippie out. We gone. Man, Dream is a weirdo. I got to go.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.